Suckled Brats 4-Pack, Books 9 to 12. Breastfeeding Erotica, Nursing Erotica, Lactation Erotica Collection. Written by Millie King. Narrated by Edie Oliver.
Sin und Splash Canyon, Suckled Brats 9. Fuck, it was the naughtiest day of my life. To this day, I still can't really believe that we did it. But you know when you get so caught up on being horny that you lose all sense of danger? Well, that. It was a Thursday, and Clark had decided to treat me to an impromptu visit to the local theme park. I'd known him for so long now, and he was always the sweetest of guys. He was like my gay best friend, only not gay, if that makes sense. I was off work as I was getting close to my due date. The father of the baby had split before he had even realized I was pregnant, but I was 19 and broody, or foolish. I still haven't decided which. So anyway, I plowed on through the trimesters, and now all I could think of was getting this thing out of me. I was over 8 months gone, but I hated the wait. I loved the theme park close to us. It was about an hour and a half drive away. It was called Pleasureland, which Clark and I always thought sounded like some sleazy strip club, but whatever.
"It'll be nice, you know," Clark had said. "The two of us. Some time before you're up to your neck in baby stuff."
Anything to take my mind off it, I figured. So Clark and I headed out there. He drove and acted like the perfect gentleman. It really felt like a date, and I think some people confused it for one. On more than one occasion during the day, people mistook him for my sugar daddy. I could kind of see it, I guess. But he rarely spoiled me. He satisfied all of my many cravings, lavishing me with greasy junk food and milkshakes. He even came on the big roller coasters, something I'd never known him to do. Listening to him scream was hilarious. We'd just got off one of the faster rides, and I was laughing so hard I thought I was going to piss myself. Clark was an almost ghostly white. He was playing it up a little, but on the ride he'd been genuinely terrified. You don't fake those kinds of screams. "You're a big wuss," I laughed.
"Those things are a death trap," he said, pointing back.
The people on after us streamed overhead on the track, screaming down on the crowd beneath them.
"I'll tell your families you love them," Clark shouted after.
I shook my head and sniggered, but suddenly I felt the strangest sensation come over me. I winced, and Clark's face transformed immediately.
"Clem," he said, rushing forwards. "Clem, are you okay?"
"I just feel funny," I squirmed.
"What is it?"
"Like a pressure."
"Shit, is this it?"
He looked around, panicked. "No, no, I just feel strange."
"What kind of pressure?"
he asked. He was looking into my eyes so intently. Fuck, I loved him. "Like in my chest." I placed a hand on my tits. They were big before pregnancy, so now they settle my chest like balloons.
"Anything I can do?" he asked.
"I don't know. I think I just need to sit down.
There's a bench here."
"Or maybe we could try a more sedate ride," I said, looking around.
"Sure," Clark said. "Something easy. Shit, I'd kill for something easy. Let's look at the map."
He took the map from his back pocket and unfolded it. I stepped close to him and we both perused the cartoony cartography.
"The slow train,"
he said, tapping the map. "I'm not 5, I drawled.
"Splash Canyon,"
he said, pointing hopefully. "People already think we're a couple."
"So what? We might as well try it then, hadn't we?"
Splash Canyon was well known as the ride you took your crush on. It was a 15-minute water ride that circled the entire park, yet somehow the whole route was secluded. It was obviously a teenager's dream amongst an otherwise raucous theme park, and it had got a reputation off the back of it.
"Come on,"
he pressed.
"It's real close."
"Okay, okay," I said, and we walked off in its direction.
I think...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?